This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. No calls today, Plas. No calls today, please. We're talking about electricity, things that are probably not common knowledge. And I, during the top of the hour break, I took a look at the plug that we, our son, cut off from the freezer that we've been talking about, that failed. It actually turned black. It literally melted the plug, plastic, and the orange extension cord, plastic. And the orange extension cord was about 10 feet long. It was a heavier gauge. It was certainly suitable for the conditions. But what I believe really happened was the fact that the amperage of the, because the grid voltage increased, to 135.7 volts here at our farm. It probably got around the same or maybe even higher at our neighbor's farm because their power lines feed our power lines. So they're closer to the substation than we are electrically. So I have a feeling that the additional current being drawn through this connection, the female connection of the orange extension cord and the male plug from the freezer, that connection would get hot. Next time, hotter. Finally, it melted the plastic and failed. The plastic orange end and the black plastic freezer end. So, there are a couple lessons here. One, the newer orange extension cords, if you look at the female end, you'll see a black plastic insert. It's kind of a nylon, harder plastic, which keeps the prongs tighter than the flexible, more flexible, just orange rubber ends. So what you should do, in my opinion, is if you're going to use an extension cord, feel the resistance of inserting the male end into the female receptacle on the extension cord. If it's sloppy, if it's loose, the metal contacts I'm talking about, if they don't feel snug, then you are going to have a high resistance situation, and you probably should replace that end. Now, you don't have to buy a whole new extension cord. You can do what Kyle does, and you can do what I do, and you can buy replacement ends and repair that extension cord yourself. And it works great. And typically, the replacement ends are more durable than the original orange ends that came on the extension cord. So we have plenty of extension cords that have been repaired over the years because the wire is just fine. The male end is just fine. Sometimes it's the female ends that get weak and we just replace those. So why throw out a perfectly good extension cord when all you have to do is put a $3 or $4 end on it and keep using it? What I do is I literally strip the wire on the end of the extension cord, and I twist the stranded copper together to make it uniform, and then I use 6040 rosin core solder, also called radio solder, R-A-D-I-O, that you'd use in radios when they used to make radios with tubes, and they would hand wire the radios. They would call it rosin core solder or radio solder, and that's what I use because rosin core solder will not corrode. Plumbing solder is called acid core, and it will corrode the wires. So never use acid core on electrical work. Never. Okay? Only rosin core. So I tin the wires and make it a nice, strong, firm end, and that's what I use around the screws or the terminals on the replacement ends. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, you're right. That's the best way to do it, Vince. I personally don't do that. I don't, I will twist the wire real nice and tight, and then I make sure that it's all the way under the screw and not squirting out one particular any or around the screw. And I make sure that the wire is long enough to go all the way around the screw when I tighten it down. I think that's important. And I'll just throw this out there. This is, even though these small extension cords are rated with enough wattage to handle refrigerators and freezers, I personally don't use any of them on anything more than a light. I just, that over the years, I've had to replace them and watch them fail. And I just, I don't know what it is about their rating system, but personally, I don't trust it. If I'm going to run something like outside, particularly, and then I'm running something to a freezer or refrigerator, folks, you can do what you want, but I personally look for a minimum of a 14 gauge extension cord to run to a freezer, and then if I'm going to, if I do have a connection, say it's in a barn or in a outside situation where it's going to be exposed, not to rain, because I would never put it out there where it's going to be in exposed to rain. But if it's exposed at all to outside, I will buy a really good black electrical tape. And during the summer, I don't usually try to do this in the winter, unless I have to. But I will buy a really good electrical tape, such as Scotch Brand 88 or Scotch Brand 33, good quality electrical tape, and I will tape it up really good, even though it's not going to be exposed to water, because I would never trust that underwater. But I make sure that it's not going to be exposed to water. But even just being outside, I take those two types of tape, and I have multiple rolls of that stuff I keep just in case I need it for if you know, things happen. Your Sawzall, electric Sawzall that's corded, you might accidentally move the blade and then catch the wire. So if you need to fix that, whenever I splice anything that's having to do with power tools or extension cords or anything that's really critical, I will use a good quality Scotch 33 or Scotch 88 type tape on it. And I have had extremely good luck with it for the many, many years I've been an electrician. But anyway, That's just my opinion on extension cords there, folks. You can do what you want, but unless the only thing I'm running is maybe a light or two or something very small and something like that, then I use a personal, I don't even own any of those, small extension cords that I know of, unless I've accidentally picked one up in a box, of stuff at a garage sale. I don't purchase them. Anyway, that's my thoughts on extension cords, Ben.
Okay. Kyle, I had the privilege, the honor of working with a fabulous electrician at the bank, and he was a union electrician. So the bank went through the union to hire this guy, and they paid him by, you know, the hour. But he seemed to live there. He seemed to live at the bank. And I worked hand in hand with him because I was doing computer work, and a lot of times I'd be installing new computers and I'd need new circuits, and he would install them. And I got a chance to work side by side with this union electrician. And I have to tell you, there's a difference. There is a difference between a union trained electrician and a jack of all trades. It's unbelievable. The attention to detail. I mean, you could go back and look at his name was Joe. You could go back and look at Joe's work. And no matter when you went back, it was perfect. Even if you looked at it years later, it was still perfect. And he did something that was kind of unique. At least I'd never seen a do-it-yourselfer do this. So he would take electrical tape, And he would use the wire nuts, as we all do in commercial wiring. And he would tape the wire nuts in place. So he would use electrical tape, and he would use the electrical tape such that the tension on the electrical tape was really tight, and it would continue to try to tighten those wire nuts over time and keep as much moisture and air out from that wire nut connection as possible to minimize any potential future oxidation. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was union trained as well, Vince. And I went through where I was at. My apprenticeship was in Alaska. And so usually it's a four-year apprenticeship. But because winter shuts down with a lot of different venues, you know, you don't have many jobs going in the wintertime. It took 5 years, and I went through my apprenticeship. But I do that as well. Anytime I don't do it necessarily inside of a building, but if it's anything outside, I will tape the wire nuts as well and tape them so that the tension is on them to stay tight. Exactly. That's the way I was trained as well.
Yep. So there really is something to union work. And if you look at union pipe fitters, the connections, the joints, the elbows, it's vertical, horizontal, and it's art and science. It's beautiful to look at as compared to do-it-yourselfers. I mean, you can tell when some do-it-yourselfer hooks up his own hot water heater compared to when a real plumber hooks up a hot water heater. It's a world of difference. So, Kyle, you know, I like to examine things. So there are different grades of receptacles. And there is called the standard grade, which is probably considered a homeowner grade. I'm talking about an outlet. Because I'm talking about those things that you buy at the big box store, Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards. There are the inexpensive ones you can get in the contractor's pack, 10 of them for, let's say, $5. Used to be $3 and change. Now they're probably $6 or $7 for 10 of them. So roughly, let's say 50, 60, 70 cents a piece. They come in, you know, multiple colors, ivory, white, brown. And they're the typical outlets that you see in homes. Then there's another grade. There are many, many grades, but we'll just go to the main ones. Another grade called commercial grade. Sometimes they're called specification grade. And then there's the hospital grade. Hospital grade, absolutely the best. So if you're thinking about having hospital equipment plugged in to monitor someone's respiration, oxygenation, to run the machines that run on AC current to keep people alive, they get plugged into these. They're typically gray in color. And there's a grade called hospital grade. And they're the best. They are absolutely the best. They have the best contacts. They can take the inserting of the plugs and the rapid pulling out of the plugs without destroying these receptacles. They take it over and over and over, and they last a long time. And they have extreme duty. Well, then you have the commercial grade, which is kind of in the middle, and then you have the standard grade, which are the cheap ones. They're not the same. From the outside, they look the same. Maybe the color's different. And then there are the orange ones, like the isolated ground ones. But let's talk about the standard grade versus the specification grade that most of you ought to consider using for your kitchen appliances.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Pal's with us, so we're talking about electricity for the home. And when I built this house with our son, the farmhouse, I bought the contractor pack outlets, receptacles, and I liked Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. That's my favorite. And they are a really, really durable receptacle. I've never had one fail in the 17 years we've been using these particular receptacles. And they're the standard grade. But I got to tell you that they're only 15 amps. In the kitchen where you insert the coffee maker plug, or the if you have a standard toaster, we don't. We have a 220-volt toaster, so we don't have a toaster in these receptacles. But if we did, that would be a high-current appliance. And that would tend to heat the connection, the female connection, the terminals inside the receptacle where the male prongs contact. They would tend to get hot, and over time, they would tend to get weaker and weaker and fail. We've never had one fail. But in our outdoor wood furnace, which came pre-wired, it was wired with a white receptacle, looked just kind of like the Cooper, nice-looking receptacle, and it was mounted upside down. So you put the plug for the motor, the circulator motor, into it, and you push upward, vertically. What happened was this particular plug had a weak connection. I couldn't figure it out because all I could see was the front bezel of the receptacle. Looked fine to me, but the motor connection, the plug that would drive the motor, seemed to be flaky. It would cut out. It would stop stop contacting. So I took the cover off, and I found out that this white receptacle has a label on it, and it says made in China. And here's the difference. The Chinese receptacle has a white faceplate, a white bezel, and then the rest of the receptacle is brown. And they would glue the white faceplate to the brown housing that housed the contacts, the metal contacts. The glue couldn't take the temperature of, let's say, 130 degrees. And it melted over time. And so the housing separated from the front bezel of the receptacle. Now, the receptacle looked perfect from the outside. From the inside, you could see that it was broken. I have never, ever in my life seen a receptacle that was glued together. And the glue didn't stand the test of time. Now, looking at the Cooper receptacle, that is ultrasonically welded. The plastic bezel is welded to, we can say melted, to the housing. It's never going to come apart in one piece. You're going to have to break it to get it apart. If you look at the old, I've got in my hand a General Electric brown Bakelite receptacle. It's maybe 40 years old, and that was assembled with screws. So the housing and the front bezel were screwed together. Leviton sometimes riveted them together. Only the Chinese receptacles have I seen the glued receptacle with the substandard glue that comes apart. Now, that means to me that if you have one of these lousy substandard Chinese receptacles, and they'll say make in China on the front. You have to look at the back of them to see that. So you're not going to see it in your electrical box in the wall unless you take it apart. The bottom line is if you plug your power cord into one of these receptacles and it wobbles and it wiggles and it's loose, you have a problem which could cause a melting condition, an arcing condition, and possibly a fire. Kyle, have you ever seen one of these Chinese receptacles?
I've never seen one glued. Vince, that's really strange to me. But I will say this, folks, I haven't double checked lately, but I think that almost all of the regular standard grade receptacles are made in China now, that you can buy for, you know, like Ben said, you know, 39, 59 cents a piece. If I was going personally, what I do is whatever receptacle I am replacing, no matter what it is, I will go, I don't care if it's a 15 amp circuit, if I'm doing it for a friend to help out somebody.
Hold that thought.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The number three government official in line to be president is still an unknown at this hour, after many attempts fell short of the number needed for any candidate. Representative David Valadao, a Republican from California.
A lot of concessions have been made. The process started months ago, and I'm sure it can still continue for a little bit longer, but it's going to be a fight.
Congressman Joe Neguse, the Democrat from Colorado.
The Republicans can get their act together and find a way to ultimately reconcile their differences so that we can get back to work.
Brian Koberger, the 28-year-old criminal justice student accused of killing four undergrads near the University of Idaho, is back in the Gem State at the Lata County Jail. He arrived overnight, hours after authorities flew him out of Pennsylvania in a private plane. The law enforcement officers say Koberger is being held in a separate holding cell, and his demeanor remains quiet. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yes, we're talking about things that involve electricity that you flat out don't learn in school. Kyle's was, Kyle, you were mentioning that you, when you're replacing a 15-amp receptacle, whether it's for yourself or your friend, and then we went into the break. Can you tell us the rest of that?
So, folks, what I have done personally is I go to Lowe's or sometimes I'll go to Home Depot or something, but I buy the contractor pack because it'll save you a little bit of money, 10 pack, and I will buy the spec grade receptacles. And if by some chance I go over to somebody's house or something and I don't have one of them with me, I will tell them, even if they've got the cheap one, I won't install it. I'll just tell them, you know, you're going to have to spend a couple of bucks for a decent receptacle because, in my opinion, these cheap standard grade receptacles that they make nowadays. They're cranking them out and they're making them so stinking cheap. Vince, what happened, I'll just tell you what happened. This lady that I know, pulled her, vacuum cleaner out of a brand new receptacle. This was a brand new, had just been well installed within the last 6 months. And, I didn't do it, but, her son did. And she had plugged her vacuum cleaner into it and just kind of yanked on the vacuum cleaner, and it broke the plastic. The plastic was so flimsy and so cheap that it broke a chunk out of the receptacle to do that. So it's not a good idea ever to do that, folks, by the way. But the point is, I buy the better grade receptacle because I, in my opinion, I buy 20 amp receptacles as well. Even though if it's a 15 amp circuit, I will still buy the better receptacles because 9 times out of 10, those receptacles will outlast the people that are going to be either living, usually it's done for old people and it's going to outlast their life, or the people will sell the home before they move out anyway, you know, they'll outlast them. But that's just me personally. I have a contractor pack of those sitting in my shop, and if I'm going to go anywhere that I suspect that I'll need to do anything with one of them, that's what I'll carry, a couple, three of them with me. But that's just my opinion, folks. You can take it with a grain of salt, whatever you want, but I just don't like installing 15 amp, the super cheap standard 15 amp receptacles anymore. Things have become, China has so infiltrated and ruined the consumer product. Everything is built with planned obsolescence built right into it. It's in my opinion, it's designed to fail much sooner than it used to be, by far. Your comments, Vince?
Sure. So, Kyle, I want to know. I want to know everything. And so I have four receptacles here on the studio table and a micrometer, well, a dial caliper. And I actually weighed. I took a really precise scale that weighs in thousandths of an ounce. And I weighed the receptacle. Now, I'm talking about the inexpensive. Now, these are the older inexpensive ones, which are way better than the newer inexpensive ones, standard grade. So 15 years ago, 20 years ago, Cooper made a pretty darn good, in my opinion, standard grade receptacle, 15 amp. The new ones I don't think are anywhere near as good, in the new inexpensive ones, as Kyle said. So I weighed an older Cooper brand standard receptacle, and it weighed 1.907 ounces. I weighed a new Eaton, which is the Cooper brand, rebranded, specification grade, the kind that Kyle likes, the 20 amp ones. And it weighs 2.310 ounces. It weighs 18% more. And then I measured with the dial caliper the screws that you'd screw the wires on. So this cheap Chinese one, by the way, I have the brand name of it. I looked it up during the break. It doesn't say on it what the brand name is. It has a label that says manufacturer's number, and it says duplex receptacle white. And then it says made in China, Wilmington, Delaware, made in China. And then it says WH5000-WHT. I guess the WHT means white. Well, that receptacle, Preferred Industries, is the one that's made in China. And I looked all over for reviews of it. There's not a single review I could find on the Internet. Nobody is willing to say whether it's good or bad. I don't think people buy these things. They're not cheap. They're about $97 for 15 of them. So they're not cheap. They're just substandard. I would not buy one of these because I've got one. I hope they call me and threaten me and tell me that, you know, I better stop talking about it. So if they do, I'll talk about it more. But my experience is I'm going to put it in the book. I've got the ability to photograph the label of this and show you why it's substandard. It's glued together and it came apart. I've never seen a receptacle physically come apart. Never. Now I've seen them with, you know, a little bit broken bezels on the front, as Kyle talked about, but I've never seen one physically separate inside the box, inside the electrical box. But here's what I know. And the reason I say I know it is because I took a dial caliper and measured it. So, you know the screws that you screw the wire on? Around you wrap the wire around the screw and tighten the screw for the white wire and the black wire? Well, that's 0.04 of an inch on the Chinese one, 0.04. Now, the Cooper, the standard Cooper, is 0.52, way larger. There's more area to cover the wire, the bare wire, under the screw. You've got a better potential for better contact with the Cooper than you do with this Chinese one. Then the specification grade, I'm sorry, is still 0.52 of an inch. So it's the same as the standard grade, the screws are. But if you go to the 30-year-old General Electric, the screw is 0.68. It's the biggest of them all. It's about 50% larger than the Chinese one. So the older receptacles, I think, were made better. They are more durable. And then I measured the thickness of the strap, the brass strap that connects the two screws on each side together. So the two white screws, or the two screws for the white wires, I measured the brass strap, 0.35 of an inch. The new ones, whether it be the 20 amp spec grade or the standard grade, 0.30 of an inch. So there's less current carrying capacity in the brass straps of the new receptacles as compared to ones that are 30 years old, for example. So what Kyle said is absolutely, positively true, and I gave you the numbers. So the bottom line is, in my opinion, and I'm faced with this today, so we have here at our farm a freezer, and I'm working on this freezer to improve its efficiency. It has a plug on it. This is a commercial freezer. This is like, I don't know, taller than I am, and about roughly 5 feet wide. It has two big doors. It's real heavy. It's 500 pounds or so, maybe more. It's got a big compressor, and it has a 20 amp, not 15 like you typically see in your household appliances, but a 20 amp plug, which means that in order to plug it in correctly to a receptacle, I need a 20 amp receptacle. And they look different, a little bit different. They have, instead of two vertical prongs and one round one for the ground, it has the one of the prongs is shaped like a T, at least on the receptacle, which means that the plug of a 20 amp plug will not fit in a 15 amp receptacle, period. It won't. And it's designed not to, because a 20 amp plug is designed to carry 20 amps of current, not 15. So to make sure that you don't melt the receptacle, it's designed not to fit your standard receptacle. So I'm going to wire another circuit in our house that's going to have a home run, right, 20 amp wire, which is Romex 12 gauge, to this receptacle. That's the only thing that's going to be on the circuit. So that one receptacle, so I can plug the freezer into it, so I don't have an undercurrent delivery system. I want to make sure I have enough current to start the compressor without burning it up. Kyle, any comments about the 20 amp receptacles? They look a little bit different. Do you want to describe how they look a little different compared to a 15?
Well, no, not really, Vince, but I will tell you one thing that's interesting about just what you said. You reminded me of something. So in new construction, think about this, folks. In new construction, Vince has figured out that his refrigerator is pulling 200 watts. Okay? 200 watts. Why is it that in new construction, your refrigerator has to have its own circuit? Why is it, do you think, that they are rating one circuit for your refrigerator that's rated for 15 amps, minimum 15 amps. It doesn't have to be a 20 amp circuit, 15 amps just for that one thing. Same thing is true with your microwave. If you wire in a brand new house, you have to run one circuit for the refrigerator and one circuit for the microwave. So that tells you, in my opinion, the quality of the parts and stuff that you're getting. That to me, they know that. And it didn't used to be that way many years ago. Because when I first started wiring houses, you would put the kitchen appliances all on 120 amp. A lot of times when he was running into the kitchen, you would run the contractor I was working for, you would wire in a 20 amp circuit to everything pretty much in the kitchen, except for the refrigerator. That for some reason, they would always pull a separate circuit to the refrigerator. But anyway, that's just tells you, you know, that things are getting cheaper. And that's why, in my opinion, that's why they're doing it. But the 20 amp, you can buy, I bought, 20 amp regular receptacles that are not commercial grade like you're talking about, Vince. But, you know, if you're going to wire in something that's as big as that freezer that you've got, I would definitely run a separate circuit for it. You don't want that hooked up with anything else. You want it all by itself. Number one, if you want to work on it, you don't want to have to kill something else that's on the same circuit. And number two, it provides a cleaner power for that and will prolong the life of your compressor.
You know, you said something very interesting, cleaner power. And this is something I wanted to discuss with you. This is a really interesting phenomenon. So we get up early in the morning here at the farmhouse, and sometimes it's dark. A lot of times it's dark when we get up. So we have a shower in the bathroom, and it has a window in there, and there's also a fan and infrared light fixture. So two bulbs facing down, infrared light, to kind of heat up the bathroom if we want to heat it up. There's a squirrel cage fan that vents outside, and then we have two separate switches for LED can lights. And what I'm going to tell you is quite fascinating.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, and there's two things we'd like to talk about in the last segment, which is a pretty short segment. One is load balancing. The other is this phenomenon that that Kyle triggered my memory when he said clean power. You know, he's talking about clean electricity, and that's what he likes to have, and so do I. And we wired our house the best we could for that. Now, here's what happens. So in our bathroom, we have one fan. It's on a separate switch. And we have two circuits for overhead lighting. So there are two LED lights on each one of these switches. So we have one switch for the fan, second switch for LED overhead lighting in cans, another switch, the third switch for LED lighting in cans, and then another switch for infrared heating, lighting overhead. It's all in the bathroom. So four switches in the bathroom. So it's dark out, and we run the fan to exhaust the moisture from the shower. Okay? And we have the lights on. So what we found out was if we turn off the lights, and then we turn off the fan. So the lights, the LED lights are already off. It's dark out. There's no light in the bathroom because it's been turned off. We run the fan for a couple more minutes after we leave the bathroom to exhaust all the moisture we can out. And then we shut the fan off. What happens next is dirty power. The lights, the LED lights, which are switched off, will flicker on for a fraction of a second. They'll flash. Now, why? Because the electric motor in the fan is being powered by electricity. When you shut it off, that motor still spins for a second or two. And it turns from being an electric motor using current to an electric generator which produces current. And it puts electromagnetic radiation into the air in the box where the wires are separated. So here's what I believe. I believe that in your house, the electrical wiring, the black wire and the white wire, and the ground wire in the middle, cancel each other with 60 cycle current, which reverses direction 120 times a second. So that current is canceled in the Romex. But where the wires are taken apart in the blue or metal electrical boxes where the switches are, they act as antennas. And they transmit current. So what I believe is happening is the current that's generated by the fan motor that's been just shut off, but is still spinning because of its mass, with the squirrel cage mass as well, generates current. It radiates out from the wires that are separated in the electrical box, and they hop on the wires that are separated that control the light, the LED lights. And it goes backwards and lights up the light for a second. Kyle, your thoughts about that?
Well, I think you're pretty close. What I have found is that normally your neutrals are what's tied together. And what happens is the fan, when it turns from being a fan into a small generator for a little bit because of the inertia of the blade, it can induce a current, a slight voltage and slight current through the neutral, because you've cut the hot is off, and it can induce a slight current through the neutral that will fire up the light slightly for a short time. But it's a phenomenon, and it's called an inductive type current, or, you know, problem, that you have if you hook, like if you had a large fan hooked up on the same circuit as your freezer that you were talking about, that would be considered to be dirty power. You don't like that. You don't want that hooked up the same. But anyway, resistive power, it gets complicated, so I won't go into it. But there is such a thing. The best thing you can do if you're going to run something large like that is have it on its own circuit, mm-hmm. like you're doing with your freezer.
Okay. Next thing, electrical load balancing. So, class, this is really interesting. So it only applies to 120 volt devices. So if you have in your breaker panel, you have 240 volts, and it's actually split in half to one 120 volt side and another 120 volt side. So 120 and 120 is 240. So if you have a home heating system, that resistive heating system, or a heat pump, it probably runs on 220. I'm sorry, 240. 120 and 120 is 240. It's the 120 volt circuits that are the issue, and you want to balance them so that the two legs of your breaker panel are balanced, so that you have an equal amount of load when you operate these devices from one side to the other. And the way you do that is you put the loads that are running simultaneously on circuit breakers that are one above the other. So you count from the bottom the odd number of circuit breakers, 1, 3, 5, 7, and separate the load so that you balance the amount of watts from the ones that are marked 2, 4, 6, 8. Kyle, any comments in the last 20 seconds?
You're correct, Vince, because if you don't have that, you can burn up your neutrals.
Overload the neutral, which is the return path. So you want to try to do that. And will it save you electrical or money on your electric bill? Possibly, but it's almost immeasurable.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.